So who is at the islands waiting for? Number one, all right, is a servant. Verse 42, verse 1. Behold my servant. Isaiah 42 and verse 1. Behold my servant. The islands will wait for you. Yes. So the islands are waiting for a servant of God. A true servant of God. Amen. Amen. Not a servant of money. Not a servant of human ideas. Not a servant of yourself. But a servant of God. That's why I refuse to be involved in business. Although I think that if I was doing business, I'm sure it would be successful in the natural. I don't know. But if God doesn't help you, it will not work. So being a servant of God, he says, behold my servant, of my elect in whom my soul delighteth. I put my spirit on him. He shall bring judgment. He shall not cry. A bruised reed shall he not break. He shall not fail or discourage till I have set judgment and the isles shall wait for his law. So a servant of God can make a major difference in a country. Amen. And I believe that you are all being appointed as servants of God, being sent to the different islands to make a difference. Amen. Now, when you are a servant of God, you must ensure that you are really a servant of God and not anything else. That is one of the main things. Be a real servant of God. Is there anybody standing outside who's yet to come in? They should just come in case anybody's outside. I don't know. Nobody there? Okay. Right. So you must decide to be a true servant of God. Amen. Amen. And when you are a servant of God, you serve the interests of God. You serve the interests of God. So when you serve the interests of God, you are not serving your own interests. You are serving what is God interested in. What does God want? What does God need from you? What does God want to do? God hasn't got many things that he wants to do on this earth. He wants to win souls. And he wants to build churches. Matthew 16, worth reading. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, Matthew 16. I will build my church. Verse 18. Thou art Peter. Amen. Okay.
Matthew 16, verse 18. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Amen. Amen. This is what Jesus is doing. I will build my church. Do you know anything else that Jesus is doing? People want us to build universities. They want us to build schools. They want us to provide running water. They want us to give electricity. They want us to make hospitals. They want to do everything else except the church. Even when we were dedicating the church, somebody came to ask if we can do, what did he say, school? We should run some program, computer program, something. You know, people always feel like the church is not really what the nation needs or what society needs. It's not a community improving exercise. Adult education, evening classes. It's amazing. I'm glad I've been to school. If I had not been to school, you know, I may be confused by all these things. But I've been to school. I was in medical school from 1982 to 1989, 7 years in the university. Yeah, 7 years. I never failed any exam or never referred, never repeated. No. Excellent grades throughout. I'm glad I went to school. Because when I preach, you may think I'm against school. Yes. It's like sometimes I say certain things to correct the ladies. And people may think that maybe I'm against the ladies. I have more lady pastors than any church. I more women as pastors than any church. Mention the church. Our church, I can be compared with to John Wesley in that regard. John, you see, the Anglican church did not accept women to be pastors. Yes. The Anglican church did not accept. But John Wesley, he said that women can be preachers. Women can be a preacher. Yeah. Huh? The ladies are here. Pastors. Lady pastors. Yes. You wouldn't be a lady pastor if I didn't accept women. If I didn't think that a woman can do. Huh? Small girls are lady pastors. Look at the small girls. They're lady pastors. Yes. Beautiful. Beautiful. Beautiful ladies are going to be pastors. Beautiful ladies. Thank you, my dear. Yeah. So sometimes when I say this, you may think I'm against school. I'm against education. How can I be against school and education? I am saying that if people need a hospital and I build a school, how does it help to solve your sickness when I'm teaching physics? Does it solve diseases when you need an operation? Can you get an operation in a classroom? They are different things. A school is different from a hospital. A church is different from a school. A church is different from a hospital. A church is different from politics. A church is different from business. And Jesus said, I will build church. You know, when I first became a Christian in Ghana, there were many singing groups. We had many singing groups, great singing group with lots of good music. All of them have vanished away. I realized that what God is building, he's not even building singing groups. He is building church. Church. And the churches have remained. That's why the Catholic Church, it's not easy to close down the Catholic Church. You may think, oh, this Catholic pastor, he doesn't have anointing. Look, you can say what you want to say. The church is the church. They say, I will build my church. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it. The church is unmovable. Yes. So the church we are building, if Jesus doesn't come in 500 years, my name will be mentioned in the Caribbean as a pastor who came here. Yes. If Jesus doesn't come for 500 years. So, if he doesn't come for 500 years, just like we are mentioning John Wesley's name and people who came to do church and all that, and the church will be here. Amen. But singing groups, some of these shops you are mentioning, what is it? The new shops.
C3 Center.
It will be gone 500 years from now. You must be joking. C3 Center and which other shop? Sovereign Village. They will not exist. But the church, the Catholic Church and this church and all, they will be here. Solid. Solid. That's the difference between the work we are doing. We are doing church work. Yeah, eternal work. Not easy to close a church. Not easy to close a church. It may be old, but it's still relevant. Yeah. And I'm just saying that we need newer ones too. We can't just have old ones. Old ones are good, new ones are good. And we can't have only old things. Don't you have old clothes and new clothes? you mix them up, isn't it? Sometimes you wear the old and the new and you mix it up. You can't have what you were wearing 5 years ago only. No, too bad, too bad. Hallelujah. So, Jesus is building church. So, that's his interest here. You think Jesus is interested in the hotel business on Barbados and the beaches? You got to be joking. He's interested in the churches in Barbados. I will build my church. Dominican, what is it called? Dominican Republic? You think he's just interested in the economy of the Dominican Republic? He's interested in his church. Yes. The Barbados dollar. Is it dollar you use here? Bayesian dollar. I mean, what is it? It's not of any importance to God. He's interested in the church that he is building. Yeah. Maybe in some years to come, we will not use money. Maybe in 500 years, nobody will ever walk around with any cash on, because it's already, we are going cashless gradually. But maybe some time to come, you just wink twice like this. It means $20 like this, twice, $20. And there will be a machine that will just pick it up and say $20. Yes. Yeah. And maybe there may be a world currency. Yes, a world currency. That everybody uses that world currency. Yes. Yes. That nobody can steal from you. No matter how they beat you, no matter how they catch you, they do whatever, they can't take it from you. Yes. There are all these systems to be built in. Well, at first, if you wanted to buy something, you've caught some fish from the sea, you give me the fish, I give you soap. Barter system, I give you soap. You give me fish, I give you soap. We exchange two fishes, one soap, two fish, one soap, two fish, one. I want to buy a towel. Okay, three fish, give me one towel. Bed sheet, I want to buy a bed sheet. I give you four fish. I want to buy a dress. I give you six fish, you give me one dress. But now it's changed to this paper. Then it changed to coins. It changed to coins. Then after some time, the paper. And now it's changed to credit card. No. All these things will vanish away, but the church is getting bigger and stronger. Hallelujah. So I want you to open your heart and decide to serve the interests of God. What is he interested in? A servant of God is someone who does not serve his own interests. If I have a servant, I have some people that are servants to me. They are around. Some of them are around. They work for me all the time. Do you think they are serving their own interests or they are doing what they want to do? They are not doing. They are doing what I want to do. If I want to eat, my eating is the priority. What's happening in the world. Whether you want to eat or you want to sleep, it's not what's important now. The fact that I want to eat becomes the main thing. If I want to preach, that becomes the main thing. And those who serve me are serving what I want to do. So their lives conform to that and arrange to promote that. And the same thing with God. If you are serving God, what you want to do with your little bitty life is not important. You see, it's not important at all. God is not, it doesn't even come in. It's what God is trying to do that's important. And until you get it right in your rocker, you understand what I mean by your rocker? Until you get it right in your rocker, that it is what he is trying to do that becomes the big thing that's happening in this moment. And the main thing and the only thing. You'll never understand what it means to be a servant of God. That is why God is not trying to make you have children, like to be a wonderful housewife with three children and a wonderful family with a house and a swimming pool. It's not his aim. What's your name?
Aaliyah Rodriguez.
Aaliyah.
Aaliyah.
Aaliyah. is Aaliyah? I mean, you can't be important in the scheme of things. What does that mean, little girl Aaliyah? And you are also what? You are who?
Melissa.
How can you be important? The person who is important is God. You are very small. So it will be good for you to align yourself that there is a very great God. Now, if God has mercy on you as you serve him, you will be in that house, you have that swimming pool, your children will be running around, and you say, wow, God has been kind to me as I've been serving him. He seems to have dropped a few things around me. But if you rise up and say, I, Aaliyah, I am on trying to find my swimming pool. Hey! Do you think it's going to work? The swimming pool is going to work. I don't think it's going to work. It's not that I'm against you, but I don't think that it's going to work. Rather, the way to get the swimming pool will be rather focus on his interest. What is he trying to do? And as you follow him and you serve him, you'll be surprised. You turn to your right, there's a swimming pool with blue water. There's another one with green water on the side. Wow! Hot and cold, green and blue. Kabashatalabai. But the key is, behold my servant. Look at my servant. Look at somebody who does things for my interests. Look at somebody who doesn't do things for his own interest. Look at him. The islands will wait for such a person. The islands are waiting for a person whose mind is tuned towards God's interest. I'm telling you. And when such a person arrives on the scene, things can never be the same. Yeah. It's someone whose interests are God. God. What do you want to do, Lord? Me, secondary. I never thought of where my children would go to school. I am shocked today that my son became a lawyer. Because the day, one of my greatest shocks was the day that my wife told me, we need to find a school for David, my first boy. I said, school? Why do you need a school? For what? How old is he? I've forgotten how old, whether 3 years or 2 years. We need a school. I said, school at this age? It's too early for school. It's too early. Why? But she said, we need a school. I said, is this the time that people go to? She said, yes, this is the time. My mind was far from thinking of a school or schools. No. My mind was on the kingdom. I'm serving his interests. So when my son became a lawyer, called to the bar in London, I was standing there taking a picture. I said, yeah, I've never had such an aim. And then he threw it away and said, I want to be a pastor now. I said, wow. Which I also never thought of. So what you are not intending, as you fix your heart on him and his interests, that's why I said that then he starts to look at, because every good boss, he looks at his servants all around and sees what I can do for you. You serve me so. The little girl, you know, Cadella, she introduces me to preach. Yeah, that's how I saw her. She was, when I came to the First Love Church, she was always busy around me. Always. When I come and I say, all the new converts come to see me here, she would come with a piece of paper, write everybody's name. I didn't know her name. So I kept asking, what's the girl's name? I used to ask, what's the girl? I always forget her name, but I don't know her. She was busy around me. Yes. You will notice those who are busy around you. You will notice them. Do you think God doesn't notice me? God notices me as I am serving his interests. Do you think I also don't know how to swim? Do you know what I don't? You think I don't know the use of Barbados? You think I don't know the use of Barbados? This is a place for blowing time and for holiday. Holiday, swimming, happiness, love making, enjoyment. You think I don't know the use of Barbados? Let's be serious. Do you know how well I can swim? I can swim far into the ocean. Far. You see me far waving. Far.
Joking, man.
We are not here for our own interests. I know there are people who are hearing us. We are having a camp in Barbados. They are saying, say, wow. Hey, Bishop is blowing time. He's on the beach, man. With his sunglasses. Barbados. Sipping some coconut water. Listen. Serving the interests of the important person. That's why it says, behold, or look at my servant. Look at my servant. Look at my servant. It's my servant. Look at my servant. Either male or female, look at my servant. Look at him. The islands will wait for this person. Islands wait for servants of God. It's not that you are not practical about life. Oh. It's not that you don't know practical things. Tell the truth. Sometimes when you come for a camp or you listen to the camp messages, you think that even we are talking about the work of God before you realize your personal life is being adjusted. Is it not true? Yeah. You think that, I mean, something else like the kingdom, the church is being, but before you realize you are being blasted about your marriage. True or not true? Yeah. That's how God is. Take up his interests. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. You know, one day somebody was coming to do something for me, was coming to work. I think the person was supposed to bring some food to the table or something. Then an experienced servant advised the new servant, said, don't eat or think of eating when he's eating. You just think of him and do what he needs. Forget about it. Don't try to, I want to take some meat. You can't eat meat at this time. That's not how to be a servant. Think of the person, not your injury. I'm also hungry. You are also hungry, but that's not how to be a servant. Do you think God doesn't know you are hungry? Do you think God doesn't know you don't have money? Do you think God doesn't know you don't have a husband, you don't have a wife, you don't have a child? Do you think he doesn't know the things you don't have? So they had to advise him that, don't eat. Don't think of eating. You think of this person and just focus until the person is okay. Before you start to turn attention to yourself. These people don't know the basics of servanthood. The basics of servanthood. Don't think of yourself. I have to think of my child. Think of my car. Think of my house. Think of where I'll stay. Think of my money. Think of how my life. And when you do that, you can't be a good servant. Think of only that person, what is as if you don't have a stomach. Then you'll be an excellent servant. That's why I said, behold my servant. Look at myself. Look at him. The whole islands will wait for this person. He will change whole islands. He'll change whole islands. You see, this is why people don't go far. They have not learned to serve the interest of the person they say they are servants to. Yeah. The interests, concerns, desires, needs, or feelings. Little things, big things. And he said, I will build my church. When I negotiate for the church, people think it's like it's for me. When I fight for the church, people think that, yes, it's like something I'm getting. That's why, you know, I tell people, our church, because there are churches like that, our church is not registered in anybody's name. My will, I've written my will. I wrote my will, I've written my for years and 20 years, over 20 years I've had my wills. I write wills. Will is nothing. That's why I want this. There is no church building or church build office or check any block or piece of land or computer that any of my children or any relative or anybody can ever say I have given to them, because I don't own it. First of all, it's not even in my name. We don't have church things in our names. You see me fighting. I told a man, I said, you are fighting. You don't know what you are fighting. You think you are fighting with me. You are fighting with God. You will see. I said, you will see. You will see. You will die. You will become lean and vanish. You are choosing the wrong thing to fight. Yes. But you see, they think because you are so passionate and because you are fighting and because you are doing it, it's yours. How is it mine? How is it mine? No. No. If you hear my prayers, you may even think that there is something you don't know. As I am praying for a town in a country in the middle of the night, I'm mentioning the name of a town in Zerikori, as if maybe something, what has made me pray for that town. Yes, it's not my interest. Do you know my interest? You know, if I tell you the things that I need and the problems that I have, you'll be shocked. You'll be amazed. You'll be saying, I never knew that you were standing in water as you were preaching. Say, yes. When you play golf, you have to learn how to stand on a hill, up or in a gutter, or on a, and still play. We don't give excuses about how the ground is not level, there's water here, there's crocodile behind, there's snake. No, you just play. Don't talk about, when the hill is going downwards, when you hit, it will go right. You have to play more left so that it goes right. Compensation. Don't give us excuses as to why things are not working. So God is calling you to live and die for God's interests. Yes. With all your heart. Yeah. How many know the four temperaments? Choleric. Melancholic. Yes. Now, phlegmatics are the most interesting. Yes. Phlegmatics. Yes. Phlegmatics. Do you know why? Because there are some mysteries about phlegmatics that always amaze me. Yes. When it comes to doing the work of God, you will see that it's as though they are cool. They are slow. They take their time. Easy going. There's no hurry. God will take care of his own way. In his time. It makes things beautiful. It will work. God himself will do it. So one day, I met the wife of a phlegmatic. phlegmatic pastor. So I decided to interview the wife of the phlegmatic pastor to see what it is like to be married to this easygoing, God will take care of everything. In his time, he makes all things beautiful type of man of God who doesn't have any drive. So I ask, so sex, does he? Is it slow, like take it easy in his time? He makes all things beautiful. God will make a way. Like, whatever will be, will be. Your whatever will be husband. Does he come at whatever will be time? And the sister said, at all. At all. He's there every day. He's there every day. He's there every day. With energy. Hey! He doesn't say whatever will be. It, when he wants to have sex, he doesn't say, oh, God will take care of it.
I will take care of it.
It doesn't say he's tired.
It
doesn't say, oh, we are resting for God. I was shocked. I was shocked. The phlegmatic, take it easy brother who cannot work hard, cannot get up early, has no drive to do extra things. I was shocked when we put his indicators into the sexometer. He was ranking at one of the highest levels of the sexometer. Wow! So you see a phlegmatic. It's as though the world will take its time. Everything will happen at the right time when it comes to the work of God. But it's mysterious when it comes to other things. Kame Oloza, Ajabala. You see them. Phlegmatism. Then one day I saw another phlegmatic. Every day, God will move. In God's time, all things will be beautiful. Take it easy, Pastor. Everything will be all right in the end. Then when it came to her personal project, I saw this was a lady pastor. I saw her rise. I tell you, moving workers, carpenters, masons, because suddenly it was something personal that she was doing for herself. And I said, wow, phlegmatism. So many phlegmatics. You see, phlegmatic is given by God because it is good when you are a teacher to be a phlegmatic. You can't be a good pastor or a good teacher if you don't have phlegmatism. It's necessary for continuing ministry to be phlegmatic about a lot of things. Yes, it's from God. But when it comes to taking islands, do you think the dragons in the islands are just going to say, come and drive us into the sea? No. When it comes to their own personal gain, sex, different things, you see, this phlegmatic is jumping. You don't know whether he's an acrobat or whether he's a gymnast. You don't know what is he. Sit down. Behold my servants. I said, behold my servants. Amen.
Amen.
So the islands are going to wait for someone who serves the interests of God. His arrival on the island will change the whole island. Do I have any people here who are going to serve the interests of God from now? Let's do that. Yes, because we are going to see God. Yes. When we see him, he is going to be so pleased and impressed that we served his interests, especially as young people. Are there any young people who are going to serve the interests of God? Now, sit down. You see, everybody is going to get old. Do you know that? And everybody is going to get to a place where you are not as beautiful as you used to be. Now, everybody is going to get to a place where cars don't stop to pick you up to give you lifts, as they used to stop to try to give you lifts. Every girl is going to get to a place where people don't ask you and say, it seems I know you somewhere. He doesn't know you from anywhere, but it's just a way of trying to say hello. He's trying to say hello to you. You know what I mean? Every girl is going to get to a place where people don't turn and ask you, what's your name? Oh, hi. You want to have a drink? Why don't, come on, let's have a drink. This, it's going to come. When that time comes, all the people who have reached that stage where people are no longer looking at you with interest will be preaching strongly. Yes, they'll be preaching against immorality. Fornication is bad. This is the... Hey! Because the time is past where people have stopped calling you. You have now become a preacher. You see, God looks at the heart. Now that nobody is kissing you, nobody's blowing you kisses. Nobody's asking for your number. You become a preacher. But God is looking for sexy, beautiful girls. When people are looking for them, but they are preachers and teachers of the word and powerful anointed ladies and powerful anointed people. Amen. You don't have to wait till nobody likes you before you start becoming a nice preacher. One day I saw a lady. Hey, she was preaching power, especially against fornication. In her days, she was an international fornicator. International. When I say international, she was having representatives from different nations. No. She was not staying in one country. International. Yes. But when she gradually transformed into a big mama, I'm not saying a big mama is. A big mama is also beautiful. That's what we call a buxom beauty. When she changes, you see, there is sometimes you something is gone. People don't look at you anymore. You watch it. Ask all the ladies. They'll tell you. People don't say, oh, hi. They'll be standing over you and talking, oh, hi. Oh, man, yeah. They'll be coming close. Like they almost always want to hug you. Hey. I'm looking for people who are young, beautiful, handsome, nice. Everybody wants you, but you give yourself only to Jesus. That's when God is going to give you the best person for your life. Yes. And that's why I say, people, one day you see that you are dying. You are sick. You are going out of this world. Then you may say, here am I, send me. Here am I, send me. Here am I, send me. You are dying. That's why you say he should send you. When is the next crusade? He should send you now that you are dying. Why didn't you say, here am I, send me, when you were nice, when you were beautiful, when you were succulent, when you were like an orange? Sit down. When a young girl loves the Lord, she loves him when she's beautiful. When she's beautiful like a flower. Everybody wants that beautiful flower. But she says, no, I belong to the Lord. How many want to be a beautiful flower? Everybody wants that beautiful flower, but you say, I belong to the Lord. Wow. The islands are going to be affected. Trinidad will be affected. Amen. Guadeloupe is going to be affected. Dominican Republic is going to be affected. All the islands will be affected by the presence of a person whose interest is God's interest. Yes. Believe me. Believe me. Yeah. It is. Behold my servant. Look at my servant. I love it. Whom I uphold. You see, God holds you up when you want to be his servant. He holds you up. Look at my servant whom I uphold. God holds you up and supports you. You look powerful. You look like a superman. You're just ordinary, but you look that way because God holds you up. He just bolsters you up. Beautiful. In whom my soul delighted. You know, try not to get into the bad books of your boss. You know, in the world, right, you may think things are going by order. You know, even in America, I don't know Donald Trump, but I hear of his children and his family members in the government. Is that not the case? Yes. I don't think they were looking at CVs and so on. Yeah. I met somebody, she told me the job she was doing in the government. I forget the name. She said, I'm now the something special, something of something. I said, wow, a job has been created. I met someone also, I'm spiritual advisor to a president. That was a spiritual advisor. Yeah. Spiritual advisor. A job has been created. Yes. Even before the elections in America, Paula White, I saw her on CNN, spiritual advisor to Donald Trump. Spiritual advisor. Yes. I mean, they will just create a job for you. Ambassador at large for something. Something. It says, my servant in whom my soul delighted. Things will be created for you. Things will be organized for you. Behold my servant in whom my soul delighted.